Dr. Pinsky dictating a supplemental report on March 31 regarding META, M-E-T-A, WOLK, W-O-L-K. You have kindly provided me with some additional medical records to consider in this case that will be taken into account relative to permanent disability. Period. As you know, when I recently evaluated Mr. Wolk, I offered 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the head, comma, cervical, comma, or lumbar spines. Period. I expected her MRIs to show some degenerative changes consistent with her age. Period. New paragraph. Amongst the new provided documentation is a report from Dr. Panapan dated 3/11/19. Period. He noted a course of treatment to date. Period. He reviewed the x-rays of the cervical spine from an outside facility on 12/12/18. Period. He also had her undergo flexion extension x-rays of the lumbar spine in the office. Period. They showed overall spinal alignment, which is neutral. Period. She had grade 2 spondylolisthesis, parentheses 10 millimeters, close parentheses, L5-S1 with associated neural foraminal narrowing. Period. Flexion and extension worsens spondylolisthesis and improves it respectively. Period. L4-5 is mildly stenotic, secondary to facet hypertrophy. Period. The remainder of the exam is notable for preserved disc heights. Period. There was no obvious fracture or subluxation. Period. He offered impressions of low back pain, likely secondary to aggravation of lumbar spine spondylolisthesis without radiculopathy. Semicolon cervical spine pain with associated radiculopathy in both upper extremities, semicolon. Failed initial course of non-operative management for cervical spine. Period. He referred her for lumbar spine physical therapy, comma, over-the-counter anti-inflammatories, comma, and an MRI of the cervical spine. Period. In paragraph, she did undergo the cervical spine MRI on 3/12/19 to be inserted. Period. This demonstrates multi-level degenerative abnormalities that comport with her age of 54. Period. She saw Dr. Panapan again on 3/25/19. Period. Sperling's maneuver was painful bilaterally. Period. She had 5/5 strength in both upper extremities. Period. He then ordered a Medrol dose pack and referred her for an MRI of the lumbar spine. Period. That was done on 3/27/19 to be inserted. Period. She saw Dr. Panapan 3/4/8/19. Period. He recommended therapy for the lumbar spine. Period. He opined she was a candidate for the lumbar spine epidural steroid injections, as well as cervical spine injections. Period. She may be a candidate for surgical intervention if non-operative measures fail. Period. She was to follow up in 3 to 4 weeks for a repeat evaluation. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. As I predicted in my evaluation of this petitioner, the radiographic studies she underwent did show degenerative changes consistent with her age. Period. These were both found in both the cervical and lumbar spines. Period. They were not caused or permanently aggravated or accelerated to a material degree by the subject event. Period. You will recall the clinical examination of Ms. Wolk was essentially unremarkable. Period. New paragraph. It was previously evident that she saw Dr. Woods on 12/12/18 and denied any arm pain, comma, numbness, comma, tingling, comma, or paresthesias. Pretty deemed she had achieved maximum medical improvement and could return to work in a full duty capacity and return to him on an as-needed basis. Because she did so on 10/30/19, Pretty then added diagnoses of spondylolisthesis and low back pain at L4-5. Period. And I can italicize this. I may offer some permanency to the cervical and lumbar spine regardless of cause. Period. End.